This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Today, does the FBI, do those three letters ring a bell? Does that mean anything to you, FBI? Well, we're going to delve into some stories today with this man, Chris Plants. Welcome to the Man Up Show.
Man, thank you for having me. I hope you can hear me in the Russian Siberian tundra where I'm sure you're there splitting firewood and getting ready for your next bout.
That's right. How did you know, Chris? How did you know? I'm bare-chested in Siberia, right? Even in below zero weather. So there you go.
You just got that wrestling uniform outside splitting wood.
That's exactly right. So Chris, I get the impression like you were a wrestling fan growing up. Would that be, is that a true statement?
You know, you were here, Nikita, so you said so many good things about the South because, truthfully, of course, you're not from the South, but you got it because you were in this environment, I'm guessing, with the wrestling, because wrestling was huge in the South. But it was called the Mid-South, and I had the Junkyard Dog and Ted DiBiase and some others. Man, you're gonna laugh, Nikita, this.
Your grandma. Tell me it was your grandma, Chris.
Dude, my grandmother, if it came on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, you better shut up and sit down and get a seat, and she'd have a folding chair out ready to hit somebody, you know?
come on.
No, I'm serious, man.
Well, so okay, Chris, here's what's funny about it. You know, you're not the first to tell me about grandma or grandpa.
Yeah.
Right.
And
like, hey, they love two things. Like some will say, they love two things. My grandma loved pro wrestling and she loved church. That was the two things she loved, right? Or, you know,
man, when you came to the kid, it was so funny because she hated you because you were the Russian at that time, you know, and for her, because my granny was such an awesome Christian, such a huge inspiration of my life. And I told you kind of this that night. I think I told the crowd or whatever. For her to see you as your Christian real self in front of hundreds of men talking about Jesus, then she would have flipped out, dude.
Would I, Chris, have won her over at that point?
You would have won her over big time. But man, I'm telling you, and you know this, I think you said you had a guy jump on you sometime or something. Man, they believed what was going on out there, man.
No.
It was funny.
Back in those days, they did. Hey, listen, back in those days, like I said, I've heard the hundreds of times the grandma, grandpa story in that, one, you could not tell them, do not even imply that it wasn't real, right? Because they'd fight you over that, right?
Yeah.
And how many times they sat in front of that television, whether it was a folding chair or should have had a foam brick, right? So they could throw it at those dirty Russians, Ivan and Nikita Kolov.
Oh, they hated you, man. They talk about you during the week, and it was gonna whoop your butt and stuff, man.
I know. And you mentioned, we're gonna get into this, about before we get into this, you know, you mentioned my being down there with, of course, yes. You know, you're down in Louisiana. You mentioned the Mid-South, and and you know, you threw a few names out there. I'll throw a couple others out there for you too. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
He'd load his leg up. He used to load his leg up, man.
The Hacksaw. And my nemesis, actually, Magnum T.A., spent some time in the Mid-South before coming to the Carolinas, to the Mid-Atlantic. Magnum T.A. and... You mentioned JYD, Junkyard Dog. Of course, he was very famous. And yeah, a lot of the guys.
I don't know if you can do this on air, but you tricked me out because you knew his government name. You said his government name. I don't know if you can say it.
Well, Sylvester Ritter.
Nah, you did it, man. That was funny, I did it. Dude.
Well, a lot of people. He was from Wadesboro, North Carolina. Did you know that?
No, sir.
Wadesboro, North Carolina. Sylvester Ritter, man. And
that is funny, Nikita.
Junkyard Dog. He was awesome. So, well, Mid-South, and yeah, it was, of course, I better mention this name, Cowboy Bill Watts.
Yeah, huge name, man.
And, of course, he eventually became the promoter of the territory, and one more name just popped in my head, too, the Big Cat. Ernie Ladd.
No, dude, that's, you're bringing back old, old memories sitting in that living room where you better not. Oh, man, that's cool, dude.
Well, and Chris, you brought me in for, I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but you brought me in for a big men's outreach that you guys do down there, there in Louisiana. And but before we get there, tell our listeners, give us just a quick backstory on Chris Plants. I mean, you got family, tell us, are you from Louisiana? I mean, fill us in.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, man, I went K through 12 at this little bitty school. It was a division, or it was 1A. A town of about 1,000 people, but we had a high school football team. You would have died if you'd have seen it, but it was cool. You know, 16 members on the team. But anyway, so it was that kind of atmosphere, K through 12 school, brought up in church, accepted Christ when I was in the third grade. I've never backed up on that, Nikita. I've grown a million times over, million things God's talked to me and done to me. But I was saved. I accepted God and His Son, Jesus Christ, asked Him into my heart. Knew I was a sinner even at that young age and asked for a personal relationship with Him. I was saved. We didn't have much going on in that town. About 17 years old, I was graduating a little bit early. My mom, she cried like a baby, but I went into the Army, served 6 years in the Army, served overseas, in combat in Iraq, the big sandbox, and did some neat things. One of these that the window didn't close, come back. Louisiana Tech University and got an engineering degree, which was hilarious. If you knew where I come from in the little school, the background, but God wanted me to have that engineering degree. I got it and wasn't but a couple years out of college, I'm working for General Motors and the FBI called me and said, man, Chris, you've done some neat things in the Army and you got an engineering degree. Would you be, willing to work with us? And I went through about a 9 month, I thought, man, this is so awesome. You know, all I knew about them was the movie Point Break, Nikita, but right. I'm like, this is going to be great.
Right.
And I really had that kind of career. I did do some true bank raids, but I got hired on about early 2003, went to Quantico, was first in my class. I had the fabled career. Went to Little Rock, made the SWAT team a year in, started working violent crimes, major offenders, saw my first cocaine that wasn't on Miami Vice, just worked gangs and drugs there. Not long after that, they sent me to the Mexican border, the Del Rio or Uvalde section where they're having so many problems now. I worked cartels there, true cartels, seen 250 kilos, 500 kilos, 250 million in cash. It's just nuts. And I had a threat to my life down there about 4 years in that's just a nut story. And literally got that call in the middle of the day, get your kid, get your wife, get out of town. And we left and I ended up back home, if you will, in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's about 45 minutes from that little town I grew up in of Cotton Valley. And there I started about 2010 and I started a Crimes Against Children task force. And about that time when the internet was really blowing up with human trafficking, Nikita, and sure enough, the prostitution, I know it's the oldest business in the world, but it blows up because now all a man's got to do is sit in his hotel room and hit a button.
Right.
And they're hitting the buttons like crazy. It made it just super easy. They didn't have to talk to anybody. The guy that wouldn't normally do it on the business trip, he ain't got to ask no taxi cab driver or no bailhop. Just bam, hit a button. And it blew it up. So therefore, supply and demand. So therefore, all the young underage girls. And so we started this task force. Got involved with this woman Cassie Hammett that does Purchased, that all she does is a ministry from Jesus to get these girls back on track. So we started coming, Ben, Nikita, I was in the hotel room when the 14-year-old girl walks in, and there's a dude selling her, and the 16-year-old girl walks in, and over and over and over, and it even became a model for the country. The FBI was using it. Cassie Hammett won a director's award. But about 2019, early 2020, I'm over 18 years in. I'm looking to wind down. They asked me to be supervisor. I was going to get my 20. I had my 6 years military, get my 26-year retirement. And I'm flying through this, Nikita. You know I am. But first thing they did, I became supervisor. When I became supervisor, I always had a Bible on my desk. Always. But when I became supervisor, one of the guys from headquarters comes in and tells me, Chris, you're supervising people now that aren't Christians. You got to take that Bible off your desk. And I was like, man, I cannot do that. And in fact, if I get mad at myself, the thing that I might have did overtly, I added another Bible. I added two Bibles because I was that tight, Nikita, a little bit like you in the ring. I'm like, no, I'm doing this.
So in your face, right? I'm going to be in your face on this, right?
Yes. Yes. And so then I had this is different for some people, but it's an unbelievable out-of-the-box ministry that you would love, especially when you was younger. I had started going to this gym called CrossFit in Bossier City, and the theory when I first walked in, they had me. The theory is you work out as a group, you start with prayer, and you start with a Jesus devotion, a short one, you know, 10-minute kind of thing, and then you work out for about 45 minutes in a boot camp environment together as Christians. And I fell in love with it, and one day a week, because you got time on the books to work out at a gym, and you would want your agents working out. But one day a week, I said, I raised my hand because God told me to. And it was when I finally started coming out of the pew, Nikita, finally started doing real things for God outside of the brick-and-mortar church. And I said, hey, I will do one of these devotions. And the man there, Billy Weatherall, he put me a Wednesday at like 9 o'clock. So from 9 to 9:15, I was prayer and devo. And then we'd work out. And so they asked me to stop working out at the Christian gym. They asked me to stop doing that devotion. And then the next thing was they sent me these LGBTQ posters that our tax money paid for, really nice to put up all over the office, and I refused to do that. And the last thing I think that really got me, they had a man from headquarters call. His name was Brian Borndren, and he called me and said, hey, there's a transgender meeting in Shreveport, and I would like for you to go to this meeting and talk about the FBI and try to recruit a transgender to the FBI as a special agent. And I was talking to him about, man, I can't do that. And he immediately got on me about, you know, in his mind is religion. And, of course, Nikita, me and you, we don't hate the word religion, but we don't like the word religion. It's about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and what God says in that living word of the Bible for us to do.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
But he starts busting at me about religion. I said, sir, listen, Brian, you know, the way I believe God and Jesus, you know, it's a sin to be a transgender. We don't need transgenders in this position we're in. But I broke it down to him like this. I said, man, I've been on FBI SWAT team for 15 years. I've been in the rooms where bad, bad things happen, and you have to, we call it, to be a real light term, eliminate a threat. There's a bad guy in there wanting to do bad things, and the threshold has been met, and you have to eliminate a threat. And this guy had never done that. And I said, sir, you don't want to be in that room having to make life and death decisions in a second's notice. And you don't even know inside you can't come to grips whether you're a man or a woman. And when I said that, he hung up on me, Nikita. And then on May the 3rd, 2021, I said March the 3rd, 2021, I said openly at one of those Devos, and the FBI had started watching the Devos. They put them out on Facebook, that I was going to start this thing that you came and was so graciously came and spoke to us. It's hard for us to get big headliners like you, but spoke to us. But I said, I'm going to start Men of Courage in Webster Parish. And that March the 3rd, I did that. March the 9th, they come in and suspended me initially off just some crazy, horrible stuff. And then initially fired me, Nikita. I got fired and didn't make my 20 years. But I'm doing this Men of Courage. I had my Damascus Road moment. I'm doing exactly what God wanted me to do. And as Christians, we got to find out sometimes that's very uncomfortable. And you right. do it all the time. You do it every day. I couldn't believe you told me the other day, when was the last time you drew a real paycheck? And you walk it every day, but I'm just now learning. I've been doing it for 2 years now, and I have not missed a meal yet, Nikita. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do. Hold on, Chris. Hold on right there. You giving us a lot to chew on, okay?
Yeah.
So hold on 1 second here. You've given us a lot to chew on. So one, let me just first say, thank you for serving our nation. Let me first say that, and serving in our military. And then secondly, you know, your stand, we have a show here at Truth Radio Network called Lantern Rescue. And may have to try to connect you with these guys at some point. These are special ops guys, similar background to you that go into foreign nations and rescue people out of human trafficking.
That's cool, Nikita.
Yeah.
I would love to be a part of that. That's cool.
Yeah. So they rescue people out of human trafficking, you know, out of the sex slavery. Cause it's still, you said it's the old prostitution, it's the oldest thing, you know, going on, but all that to say, so really what I'm hearing, you were placed in some situations where they were asking you, and just correct me if I'm wrong, to compromise your beliefs and compromise your faith, and you just chose not to do that. You chose not to compromise. You held fast to your convictions, and because of that, You, if you want to say, suffered the consequences of being fired from your job. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's very accurate. Nikita, one of my favorite, and I guarantee you too, verses in the Bible, Joshua of all people. I mean, one of the greatest, most boldest, most courageous men in the Bible. Joshua 24:15, and for some reason that verse, you know, I just wasn't saying it no more, Nikita. It hit me in my heart. It hit me like a board. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And it was just like, no, I'm not crossing this line no more, man. I'm done, you know. So that's what happened, buddy.
Well, and there, and you know, you also hit on a couple. You know, there's several hot topics out there right now in America, right, and really around the world, but especially front and center in America. You know, as I host this interview with you, my pastor, God had put it on his heart to do a 3,400-mile bicycle ride across country for the unborn, right?
Amen.
Yeah, he started in California. He's going all the way across to Charleston, South Carolina, for an organization called Love Life. And for those of you, if you like to learn more about that, go to lovelife.org. But here's the point I'm making, Chris, and it ties in with your story, is you know, you're a Christ follower, you're a believer, you have certain convictions, and people can probably hear it in your voice. I would hope that you know, you're not one to back down from your convictions. You're not going to cowtail. I think, is that how they say it? I don't know how they say it.
Yep, that's how we say it.
Okay, so you know, they're just not going to cave in, right, to the cultural pressures and make a stand. And I know you did that too. I know recently you were sharing with me when I was down there with you in Louisiana, how you mentioned about your supervisor saying, take that Bible off your desk. But I also, you had shared a story how you went before the county board, or how your county was going to make every teacher take their Bible off their desk in every school down there, right? But you went in and you took a stand on that too. And because you did, they backed off, didn't they? They backed down.
Yep. At the end of the meeting, the superintendent got up and he said, man, it's over. Every teacher can put their Bibles back on their desk. They can put crosses back up. They can wear T-shirts, talk about Jesus, wear crosses. It's over. And that's that. Because Jesus had me go in there and tell them a specific something. And it was cool because he was talking and not me, Nikita. And it was so cool. And he said yes, but, you know, I'm really quick, Nikita. The problem, I think, really, truly, the problem is, it's because Christians have quit taking a stance. Is why we are. That was a school board here in Webster Parish, and they were, every one of them acknowledged they were Christians, but yet every one of them said it was okay to make teachers take Bibles off the desk. That is not what we're supposed to do as Christians, Nikita.
No, I right. We are called. I mean, at some point, I mean, you know, Jesus went into the temple and turned tables over. I mean, I'm not advocating that, just by the way.
For
all you listening out there, you know, but Jesus went and turned the tables over. He said, hey, you've turned this into a den of thieves. This is to be a house of prayer, right?
Lord, yep,
I mean, there's many times he confronted, and you used the word earlier, religious, right? The religion, religious. And I agree. It's about relationship, not about religion. That's not a favorite word of mine. But man, he confronted the religious of his day, and I commend you to stand up to that school board who I was, you know, when you told me they all professed to be a Christ follower, yet they were
everyone
all caving into the culture and agreeing that it was okay to force these teachers to take their Bibles off their desks and crosses out of their classrooms. So kudos to you, Chris, for having that boldness. Before we run out of time, I want to make sure we get this in. So you brought me into Louisiana to speak.
Yes.
You know, you've got this organization, Men of Courage, and so you're hosting these on a regular basis and bringing in speakers. You're doing. I know that Friday you couldn't even take me to the airport because you were doing a Bible study under the big tree in the downtown in the open market, right? Anyone could come, right?
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Call Off for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
Yes, Nikita, I'm all about, there's plenty of churches, and of course we mix that word up, especially in the South, probably, Nikita. More than an earth. When we talk about the church, this is horrible, but we're talking about the brick and mortar building. And I know everybody understands this, but at the same time, that's not the church. Me and Nikita are the church, and we're having church right here. The church is the kingdom of God, and that's us.
People.
The body,
people.
His body, that's us. But we got talking about the brick and mortar church too much. And so all of our stuff is outside the brick and mortar church. We don't have a building, Nikita. We do everything outside, in the public, in the open, like in Nehemiah, when he had all the Israelites come in and confess their sins outside. And I'm not saying we're doing that, and we should be doing that. But my point is, we do everything outside, in the public, for people to see, man.
Yeah, you're not backing down. You're not shying away from letting others know, you know, we're where your faith is, and you're seeing, I mean, and I know we'll have to have you back on for another show to be able to tell some of the success stories of transformation and lives that you've seen touched and changed. And I know you shared with me, you said, you know, we'll do these big Men of Courage dinners. You give them a free dinner, a free meal. Yep. I was down there. We had, as you said, you know, a couple hundred people there, a couple hundred guys there. And you said they'll come back. They may not make a decision that night, but they'll come back to a week later, 2 weeks later, and say, man, I'm compelled to give my life to Jesus after hearing that story or that testimony, right? Now, Chris, how can people find out more about Men of Courage? Is there a website?
Yeah. Now, I have a website. It's Webster, like Webster Dictionary, but WebsterMenOfCourage.org. Webster, WebsterSTER, MenOfCourage.org. And there's a website that talks about us. I should be doing a better job of keeping up with the website, but I got a million fires. You talked to me a little bit about that, taking a little time off. But my point is, I've been running for 2 years, but there's a website there, and it's got some things you can see on it. But, hey, man, I wanted to listen to this real quick, Nikita. That week, after you talked, so many men bragged on you and what you had to say, and yours was really about the unity of the church. That's what we've been screaming. But, man, I had three really good texts. Can you meet me here? Can you talk to me more after that week? That's the way it goes after that week, man.
So you had men reach out So Men of Courage check out Chris's website, and you're making a difference, Chris. And in one sense, I'll kind of summarize our conversation today by saying, really, the FBI kind of did you a favor, didn't they, Chris, when they showed you the door?
Yeah.
Because they gave you the opportunity to step out in faith, and pursue the passions that God has always had in your heart.
Amen.
And now you're not constrained, right? I'll say it that way, whether it's the FBI or you're listening out there in our listening land, you know, maybe your company that you work for is not real pro, you know, Christian, or doesn't like the idea of you having a Bible on your desk. But hopefully by Chris's story today, he's ignited maybe a fire in you to be more bold in your faith. I don't mean getting in somebody's face. I just mean being bold and not shying away or backing down from letting others know you're a Christ follower. I hope that's your biggest takeaway from Chris today. And so the FBI sends him out the door, and lo and behold, he launches into this ministry now that he's been running hard and proclaiming the good news for the last 2 years. And Chris, I know the Lord has some more wonderful things for you in store in the future as well. And as you said, you hadn't missed a meal. God provides, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He provides for all your needs, Nikita. I promise you that, man.
Thanks for being on the show today. And thank all of you out there for tuning in to another episode. Hope you were inspired by Chris's story today. And until next time, go out and make it your best day ever. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.